Hi guys, welcome to today's Setrock JC channel podcast. Not daily, is it? I don't know if anyone remembers me saying that. It's been a while, isn't it? I know what you're thinking. I thought you'd bloody given up. I thought you'd quit us. I thought you'd bloody packed it all in. I haven't packed it in. It's had no bloody time. My kids. Kids are in the equation now. I've got two of the bloody things. Who invented kids? Bloody Adam and Eve, wasn't it? Did they ever have sex? Who knows? Anyway. What we're doing? We're talking alternative news, aren't we? I thought I might as well kick it off with alternative news, seeing as I haven't done any for bloody ages. So we've got some news of the alternative variety. Not as depressing as the stuff in the paper. Some of it might be, though. I'm just clicking through links here. So strap yourselves in, if I remember the words. Strap yourselves in. Let's get on with today's alternative news. Alternative news around the world. Pigeon caught flying drugs into prison. Bloody pigeon's been caught bloody flying crack into prison. Officials believe an inmate at a jail in Costa Rica trained a feathered friend to smuggle cocaine and cannabis in a pouch. So this pigeon's been arrested. They've got pictures of him here. Just a black one here. It's black pigeon. They've tied him up. They've put a bit of bloody cord around his flipping foot, stopping getting away. It looks more like a crow. A pigeon smuggling cocaine and cannabis into prison in Costa Rica has been caught by the guards. The guards are all over it. They saw him. They've got hold of him. The bird was seen landing in the central concourse of the medium security. Medium security, bloody right it is. There's bloody birds flying in. Next time there'll be hot air balloons coming in. All the bloody inmates will be climbing up a ladder and stuff. In San Rafael, where it's taken into custody. The pigeon's caught. He ain't going to do it again, is he? He's been banged up. What are they going to do with him? Is there a prison for bloody pigeons? There should be, they're a pain in the arse. The drugs were contained in a small zipped up pouch strapped to the animal's chest. 14 grams of cocaine were found. And the same amount of cannabis weighed it out, exactly the same amount, inside wrapped in plastic. Costa Rica's Ministry of Justice and Peace released the animal's mugshot under the headline Narcoplalima, meaning drugs dove, and listing the date of the animal's detention. That's not good for the poor thing. What's going to happen to it? What happened to the inmate? Did they find out who it was supposed to be, did they? This use of a pigeon is nothing new. I'm going to say, I've heard of this in the past. Everyone knows that they'd do anything to get their crack in there, couldn't they? They're all crack addicts in prison, aren't they? Do anything to get a bit of crack. Half the time it's the wrong sort of crack, though, isn't it? When people like me go in there, I ain't interested in bloody drugs variety. I ain't interested in the other variety either. That's the sort I end up getting, the bloody one you don't want, isn't it? When they team up on you, a bit of new blood and that. Anyway, so yeah, pigeon's been caught flying drugs into prison. Next one, daredevil completes longest tightrope walk. Got a daredevil here, look. Famed aerial stuntman Nick Wallander answers questions. Thrilled onlookers. What is the point in tightrope walking? What a waste of time, isn't it? Just flipping, get across, get a helicopter or something. There's no need for it, is there? 400 metres he's done, look, over this bloody ravine or something. With nothing. Sorry, the bloody recording stopped then, didn't it? Flipping thing clicked in the wrong place. Yeah, so 480 metres he's gone over this ravine. He had a microphone on and answered questions from the crowd as he walked across. It's a walk in the park for him, isn't it? Point is there a net? I bet he's got some sort of safety line on, hasn't he? The 36-year-old holds 9 Guinness World Records for his high wire. How can you have 9? What's the point in that? Just have one, isn't it? The longest. The 38-year-old, he walked across Niagara Falls in 2012 and the Grand Canyon in 2013. Get a job, pal. Get out there. Bloody start earning a living, paying your keep in the world, and mucking about on high wires. Pointless activity. Last year, he thrilled on. No one's thrilled by it, are they? They're just looking at it and going, oh, here he goes again. Look, he thrilled onlookers in Chicago when he twice traversed. Once blindfolded, a 454-foot-long span high above the Windy City's skyline. Boring. Bloody boring. Pointless activity. Get a job. Hitchhiking. Next one. Hitchhiking robots. US tour ended by vandals. Hitchbot, which has managed to travel across Canada and Europe on its own, was irreparably damaged on the road in Philadelphia. Philadelphia's had it. They said, what is bloody hitchhiking? Who's he paying? Hitchhiking's illegal in some of America. There is a picture of him here that has been vandalised. The bloody robot, someone's knocked his arms and legs off and stuff. Looks like he's been chucked in a bin. He's had a good kicking. That's what happens when you walk across America unaided, isn't it, without bodyguards and stuff. Happens to bloody human beings. He should know better, shouldn't he, this robot? I thought they're supposed to have artificial intelligence. He should know better. Hitchbot, he's been damaged beyond repair. Put his arms back on. Hitchbot, who has successfully managed to travel across Canada and parts of Europe, began its epic journey in Massachusetts in July with a sign taped to its head that read San Francisco or bust. The immobile robot was designed to be a social experiment with a smile on its face. Immobile, so it can't move. Although it managed to enjoy a Red Sox game and even take a trip out to sea, the robot is usually passed between travellers or left and so people just pick it up, drive it somewhere, and then leave it on the side of the road. And then someone else will pick it up and drive. What a waste of time. No wonder it got vandalised. Pointless. It was fitted with a camera to take a photograph of its adventure every 20 minutes to get a mugshot of the people that done him in. And could engage in limited conversation. Yeah, I bet he's limited, wasn't it? You're right, yeah. Where do you want to go? San Francisco. That's it. That's all he could do, wasn't it? During a recent stint in Europe, Hitchbot attended a Comic-Con event. Of course he did. A lot of cobblers. Next story. Hero student gives half his liver to save dad. Of course you would. Anyone would do that to save a member of their family, wouldn't they? Is that being a hero? I don't want to pick fault in the bloke, but that to me isn't being a hero. Anyone would do that to save a family member, wouldn't they? Next story. George W. Bush shows up for jury duty in Dallas. Bush is on the case. He'd do anything to get on telly now, wouldn't he, Bush? The 43rd president was not chosen for the panel. Of course he wasn't. Bloody hell, what would you want him on there for? Former President Bush stunned the Texan court on Wednesday when he turned up for jury. It's a legal obligation, isn't it? He should have to do it. Proving that even the next commander-in-chief cannot shirk his civic obligations. Having a drink, calm down. He was not chosen for the panel in Dallas, but did have his picture taken with onlookers before leaving. Oh, yeah. What a waste of time. Just a publicity stunt, wasn't it? Why couldn't they have got him on the jury? Get him on there. He's just as good as anyone else, isn't he? Probably worse than most, isn't he? He's a bit of a... I don't think he had the best time as president. Not that I'm an expert on the American presidential stuff, but I've seen House of Cards. He was very personable, very friendly. Just, hey, I'm here to serve. He asked questions and said was very nice. She said loved it. What? Another potential juror said he was surprised to find the form. Of course he was surprised. He left home that morning, this juror thought to himself, yeah, I reckon the President of the United States of America is going to be sat in this room. Of course he was surprised. He wouldn't be surprised. I turned around and he was seated right behind me and I said, I think I know that guy. Mr. Bush was driven off by Secret Service agents. They get Secret Service for the rest of their lives, don't they? Imagine being on that gig. Ooh, next one. Mourinho, team doctor, may return to bench. I haven't heard anything about this story. The Chelsea boss breaks his silence over his treatment of the club's doctor and defends his relationship with the medical team. Chelsea boss Jose Mourinho has confirmed team doctor Eva Canero will not be on the bench this weekend, but has not ruled out her return in the... What, he gets to pick the doctors on the bench as well, does he, Marine? Is he not bad looking? What's she supposed to have done then? He told a news conference he had a good relationship with the club's medical team and was well known for praising them. He was unhappy after they ran on the pitch to treat one of his players who was injured. Apparently Mourinho called it impulsive and naive. So he's upset because they ran onto the pitch. Well, I bet they stopped play when his team was attacking. That's the problem here, isn't it? Why is he getting upset about that? Don't worry about it. Well, don't worry about it. He needs to worry about it. He's the manager. What am I talking about? All right, next one. Mourinho. Your name, Mourinho. Here, look. We've got some pictures here, look. these 18 images may prove the existence of ET. What do you mean, may prove? Just bloody show us one of them. Extraterrestrial life is something else that we all wonder about. I don't. I've got more important things to fill my day with than worrying about bloody ET and aliens and stuff. They come, don't they? Don't worry about it. I don't know what they're going to do when they do come here. They'll probably bloody leave again, I expect. What's it? What we got to offer them? Alright, so here's a picture that's something hidden in a tree. Looks like trees. That ain't nothing. Next picture. I know this ain't much interest to you, but bloody hell, that is an alien closer. This closer from an alien face has been a topic of conversation for decades. It is really a close-up of an alien face, or is it a toy? The photographer claims it's an alien. Well, it looks like an alien, but it could be a mask, and it could be bloody anything. No, that just looks like someone in a spacesuit. That ain't an alien. Well, they always got two legs and two arms, aliens, in these pictures. They've got the same looking face. Anyway, I'm not going on any more of these. Right, thanks for listening, guys. I'm back, and I've done a podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you've been doing. Let me know stuff. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you on the next one.